And I just want to emphasize what we've had before us in connecting from verse 1. I'm not going to go into verse 12, but to connect to verse 12. In verse 1, we have, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. In verse 12, we're going to have that which teaches us. So this manifestation then in verse 11 is the whole life. We have to look not just that it has appeared, as in we can see it, that match, that light, but we're to observe, we're to consider, we are to watch, as you have in the first epistle of John, that which we have seen, which we have looked upon, which our hands have handled of the word of life. We have to look at the complete, full manifestation, the revelation of what this is, because this is what is being set before us. It's, as Tim brought us early on in the study, in the context of this chapter, what was the behavior of this divine life in manifestation in relation to how we are then to behave, in what it's going to do for us as we come into the next section. What have we seen? What have we observed? What have we learned? What have we taken in? And as we've heard, it's not just a question of us to take us in, but it's to have that application in our life, that it brings us closer into this relationship, but not just in relationship to enjoy, which we do, but then it works out in our life a result of this relationship, this grace of God having been manifested. It is for us, yes, to observe, but then to enter into, not just to receive, but to respond in relationship, as we will see in the ongoing verses. But we want to understand, it's not just Luke 2. It's not just the baby now revealed. It's the complete whole life in every way, every step was another demonstration of the grace of God manifest in this scene.